93 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Accusing the Biden administration of ordering a razor wire fence along the southern border to be cut, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has not only repaired the barrier, he's strengthening it, as Texas border towns are overwhelmed by a surge of illegal immigrants from all over the world.
The Biden administration is sending 800 active duty military troops to the border, adding to the 2,500 National Guard members there. In tiny Eagle Pass, Texas, nearly 6,000 migrants crossed into the U.S. in 2 days. And in remote Jacamba Hot Springs, California, Colombian Carlos Andres Vasquez says processing is backlogged.
Venimos como ganado, venimos como animales, nos meten 20, 18 personas en una camioneta atrás.
He says 20 people were packed like animals in the back of a van. Some border crossings have been forced to temporarily close in recent days to move agents to overwhelmed facilities. I'm Norman Hall.
The White House set to unveil a new Office of Gun Violence Prevention. We expect the announcement later today. Later today, the United Auto Workers Union says it will expand its strike against the Detroit automakers if there is no progress in contract talks. Even as he asks Congress for more money for Ukraine, $24 billion more, President Biden has announced the next package of U.S. military assistance.
More artillery, more ammunition, more anti-tank weapons, and next week, the first U.S. Abrams tanks will be delivered to Ukraine. We also focused on strengthening Ukraine's air defense capabilities.
Mr. Biden made the announcement during Ukrainian President Zelensky's visit to the White House. Zelensky is now in Canada. He's meeting with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and will address the Canadian Parliament later today. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 36 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 63. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It is one of the United Nations' more obscure bodies with no space to call its own within the New York Riverside headquarters.
With an anodyne name, the UN Credentials Committee has long gone unnoticed. There's also scant insight into how the body decides a question of far-reaching impact, who gets let through the door. But when it comes to countries riven by political divisions or coups, the nine-member body is the gatekeeper to the world stage at the UN General Assembly. Leaders of factions within divided nations know that the committee's decision stands to withhold or bestow some much-desired legitimacy. The workings of the committee received little scrutiny until recently, when the Taliban and the Myanmar military junta sought entry. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
European Union antitrust enforcers have slapped Intel with a fresh $400 million fine. It's part of a long-running legal fight. News and analysis, townhall.com. Tourists in Rome can now enjoy a new ancient attraction.
The 2,000-year-old Domus Tiberiana was home to rulers in the ancient city's imperial period. The sprawling palace allows for sweeping views of the Roman Forum below. It was reopened to the public on Thursday following decades of structural restoration work. Excavations also brought up artifacts from centuries of Roman life that followed the decline of the empire. The director of the Colosseum Archaeological Park, which includes the Palatine Hill and a written description of the restored palazzo, dubbed it the Power Palace par excellence. Keith Peters reporting.
Former President Trump will skip the second Republican presidential debate next week to travel to Detroit as the auto workers' strike enters its second week. Mr. Trump is running a series of radio ads in Michigan and Ohio. The ads tell automakers that Mr. Trump has always had their back. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Civic Media is hiring. We have an immediate opening for an administrative assistant manager. The job requires good computer skills, data entry, receptionist duties, manage our shopping show platform, assist company team members with day-to-day station and office operations, bookkeeping and accounting experience, attention to detail, and good communication skills. This position is full-time, Monday through Friday. We will train the successful candidate in all the radio technology and programs needed to do the job, offering a very competitive wage and benefits. If you're interested in joining a progressive company with room to grow and advance, please send your resume to darla.isham@civicmedia.us or drop it off at the radio station. Or you can mail it to Civic Media, attention Darla Isham, Box 309, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Aylin. A new effort to remove the state's elections administrator.
Five state assembly Republicans have introduced a resolution seeking to impeach Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. Well, this latest action comes a week after Republicans in the state Senate voted to reject Wolf's nomination for a second four-year term as administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, effectively attempting to fire her. There's a lawsuit pending in Dane County Court seeking to retain Wolf, who's been the target of Republicans who've criticized WEC's handling of the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Republicans in the legislature are continuing efforts to modify Wisconsin's elections.
A proposed constitutional amendment would make the requirement for photo IDs at the polls permanent. Authored by Senator Van Wongard and Representative Pat Snyder, it would circumvent the need for Governor Evers' approval and bypass a possible veto. However, any new amendments to the state constitution must pass two consecutive sessions of the legislature and be approved by voters in a statewide referendum. Republicans have also introduced a bill to withdraw Wisconsin from the multi-state electronic registration information center, which helps track voting records. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Governor Tony Evers calls it ridiculous, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's threat to block UW system pay raises unless the UW cuts $32 million from diversity, equity, and inclusion programs.
You look at any major industry, even smaller industries in the state of Wisconsin, they care about diversity and equity and inclusiveness.
UW system raises were included in the most recent state budget, but must still be approved by a committee of legislative leaders co-chaired by Voss. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
AA made all the difference in my life. I noticed that most of the goals I had as a kid were slipping by. I didn't feel like the person I hoped to be. After all those years of drinking, I really didn't know myself. When I was out there drinking, I was always looking for the next great party to make me feel all right. With AA, I found a better way of life. And I feel good in my everyday life, even without a drink in my hand.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
An Arpin man has pled not guilty to homicide charges connected with an alleged plot to kill two Wood County correctional officers.
Jesse Hansen Schumann entered the plea on Thursday. He's facing two counts of solicitation of homicide after another inmate went to officers saying the 32-year-old had tried to get him in on the plot. The unnamed inmate said he didn't want anything to do with the plan, even though Hansen Schumann had offered to kill someone for the second inmate if they joined in. Investigators say Hansen Schumann had a dislike for the officers because he felt they were treating him unfairly. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And Milwaukee Brewers postseason tickets go on sale this morning at 10. Brewers President of Business Operations Rick Schlesinger tells Fox 6 Milwaukee it's a great time to be talking about postseason.
Whether you're a hardcore baseball fan like me or a casual fan, it's fun to see this team play, and it's fun to see and dream of what can be.
Team recommends buying postseason tickets online. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Normand Roland Rashke, age 86, of Park Falls, died on Friday, September 15th at Park Manor Nursing Home. He is survived by his brother, Harvey Rashke of Butternut, by his sister, Rose Garsha of Milwaukee, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private family burial will take place at Union Cemetery in Butternut. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Normand Rashke, age 86, Park Falls.
K.B. Hanisch, 72, of Nakusa, Wisconsin, passed away on September 13th following a courageous battle with cancer. Kay is survived by two sons, Brent Mindock of Prentice and Justin Hanisch of Wisconsin Rapids, two daughters, Carrie Hanisch of Vesper, Wisconsin, and Tracy Mendieta of Port Edwards, Wisconsin, three granddaughters, one grandson, three step-grandsons, siblings Jack Rude, Gary Rude, Judy Kelnoffer, Louis Rude, and many nieces, nephews, and cousins. A funeral service will be held at 12 p.m. on Saturday, September 23rd at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home, 284 Chestnut Street in Phillips, Wisconsin. Visitation will begin 1 hour prior to services at the funeral home. This has been the funeral notice for Kay Hanisch.
Richard Dale Barrett, age 74, passed away on Friday, September 15th, 2023, in Marshfield, Wisconsin. He is survived by his wife, Rebecca, and son, Jeremy, of Park Falls, two sisters, Patricia Ponchuk of Park Falls, and Diane Brimstein of Rockford, Illinois, two sisters-in-law, and various nieces, nephews, cousins, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, September 26, 2023, at the Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls. Deacon Robert Chinnebeck will officiate. The visitation will be held on Tuesday, September 26, 2023, at the funeral home from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Richard Dale Barrett.
A celebration of life service for Kenneth Strobel will be held this Saturday, September 23rd, starting at 2 p.m. and running through the evening at the Kennan Park. Again, celebration of life for Kenneth Strobel this Saturday, September 23rd, starting at 2 p.m. at the Kennan Park.
David Wayne Kinnear, age 82, of Park Falls, died peacefully on Friday, September 15th, 2023. He is survived by two daughters, Christine Kinnear of Butternut and Lori Tice of Butternut, two grandchildren, his brother Jack Kinnear of Butternut, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, September 23rd, 2023, at First Congregation United Church of Christ in Park Falls. Reverend Jill Lemke will officiate. A visitation will be held at the church on Saturday, September 23rd, 2023, from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. This has been the funeral notice for David Wayne Kinnear. Harold Walter Herbst Jr. passed away on September 15th, 2023, surrounded by family at his home. He is survived by his wife Rose of Butternut, their four children, Harold Herbst III of Butternut, Heidi Lyon of Tennessee, Jake Herbst of Hudson, Becky Wegner of Park Falls, 11 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren, his stepmother Lois Herbst, brother Ed Herbst, sister Kathy City, and half-brother Ron Herbst. A memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, September 22, 2023, at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut. Reverend John Dietz will officiate. A visitation will be held at the church on Friday, September 22, 2023, from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Harold Walter Herbst, Jr.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Adventure begins at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. 16 stages filled with sword fighting, fire breathing, music, magic, juggling, and more. Delicious food and drink fit for royalty. Live armor jousting, and our marketplace is a shopper's dream. 7 weekends from August 19th through October 1st. Get your discount tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Park and ride recommended or prepaid parking passes required. Huzzah! More information to plan your adventure at renaissancefest.com.
K&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has 2 locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Carrie. How can I help you?
Hi, Carrie. Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Great, great, great. We're looking for some neighborhood news today. Carrie, what do you have to share with us today?
Oh, alrighty. It's been a crazy year. We've added more than 20 new rentals to the vacation rental program and have even more coming soon. Condos and cabins on water, an adorable farmhouse on acreage, Long Lake, Schnur Lake, a couple east of Park Falls, a few west of Phillips, and even one up in Ashland, just a few minutes away from the Shawamigan Bay. We have plenty of places on beautiful, crisp snowmobile trails to get ready for a winter trip, and it's never too early to plan for next summer's vacation, too. Visit upnorthvacationlodging.com to see all of our current inventory and book any cabin right online. And if anyone has any questions, Joel, they can reach me here at the Northwoods Realty and Property Management Office. I'm happy to help.
Very good. We'll check in again later, Carrie, for more neighborhood news. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Joel. You too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Hey, hey, hey! Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet. At Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Fall colors are really showing up now more and more. Some locations are close to 50% peak, so it should make for some beautiful scenes if you're driving around or just fishing and hunting. And there's one more hunting season starting this weekend. That's the duck hunting season in the North Zone. So there are a lot of options to hunt right now. The black bear hunting season is ongoing. The bow deer season, of course, is up and running. Duck and goose now. Fall turkey hunting season is open. And mourning dove and crow hunting seasons are open as well. Plus, there's small game cottontail, rabbit, and squirrel hunting seasons open too. We've got a major fish feeding period today happening this evening from 5:45 to 7:45. The minor is 11:30 to 12:30 today. Now, for Saturday and Sunday, the major fish feeding periods are close to sunrise and sunset times. So those are easy to remember. The minors are just after the noon hour. The moon is now in the first quarter phase, so night light from the moon is increasing, with the moon rising in the late afternoons and then setting tonight at 11 o'clock, tomorrow night at midnight. Sunrise time this morning happened at 6:48. Sunset time is at 7:02, and autumn begins just before 2 o'clock Saturday morning. Look for some sun. A spotty shower could pop up this afternoon because it's nice and warm again today with our high near 80 with winds light out of the southeast. Tonight we cloud up. We could see showers later on tonight with our low dropping to 60. It's cloudy on Saturday. Could see a few scattered showers the way it looks with our high up to 75. Southeast to east winds are at 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 20. It's breezy on Sunday, and there's a chance for a few scattered showers with our high at 68. Winds are strong from the southeast. Enjoy the outdoors. I'm Carl Klopotik.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weather algae forecast. Patchy fog possible in spots early today. Lots of sunshine for this afternoon. Possibly a few showers in the area mid to late afternoon. Highs top out near 76 degrees. Wind southeasterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight it becomes mostly cloudy. Slight chance for showers and storms. Lows drop to 54. Winds remain southeast 5 to 15. Saturday partial sunshine is possible at times. Slight chances for showers continue. Highs head back into the 70s. Wind still southeast 5 to 15. Higher goes possible. And then lows fall back to 52 on Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 52.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
$10 says your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. $10 says you can make those returns at Staples 7 days a week. $10 says you'll get in and out fast and easy. $10 says when you make an Amazon return at Staples, you'll get $10 off your Staples purchase of $30 or more. $10 says it's pretty cool to get $10 to spend on something you want just for returning something you don't. $10 says Staples will be your new favorite place for Amazon returns. $10 says you knew I was going to say $10 says. Offer good in store only. Exclusions apply.
It's the Spa Truckload Event this Thursday, September 28th at Leisure City in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Tons of tubs will be available from top manufacturers like Vita, Free Flow, Hot Springs, Nordic, and more.
stroll through their huge indoor showroom filled with fall clearance seasonal savings on outdoor furniture, grills, and more. During the Spa Truckload event happening Thursday, September 28th, at Leisure City in Woodruff, Wisconsin, your backyard headquarters of the North, or online at leisurecityhottub.com.
As an emergency medical technician, I hope motorists can remember these four life-saving words. Buckle up, phones down. It means wear a seatbelt, every seat, every trip. And when driving, stay focused on the road ahead. Protect yourself, spare your family, and emergency responders from needless trauma.
Do your part to help us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads. A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
With SRN Sports, I'm Andrew Stewart. In the NFL, the San Francisco 49ers stretched their length regular season winning streak.
The 49ers made it 13 straight regular season wins by slamming the Giants 30-12. Christian McCaffrey scored a touchdown for the 12th consecutive game and finished with 85 yards on 18 carries. Brock Purdy was 25 of 37 passing for 310 yards and two TDs.
I felt like it was a little choppy at first, and then once we got into a rhythm, we sort of saw what they were doing. And, you know, at one point in the game, they're going to start doing stuff. We had a good feel for it.
The Niners' defense limited the Giants to 150 total yards, but for just 137 yards, no touchdowns, and a pick. I'm Dave Ferry.
Also in football, Dallas Cowboys cornerback Trayvon Diggs has sustained a torn ACL in his left knee in practice. It's a blow for a defense off to a great start this season. This is SRN Sports. In Major League Baseball, the Chicago Cubs continue their spiral by falling to the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Connor Joe and Miguel Andujar each had three hits as the Pirates defeated the Cubs 8-6. The losses are starting to pile up for the Cubs and pitcher Kyle Hendricks, seven in the last eight games to be exact.
No panic at all. We still know what we're capable of. We're still right where we want to be. It's all in our control, you know. We just got to play fundamental baseball. Get back to playing the good brand of baseball that we're used to.
Dansby Swanson had a home run and three RBIs, but the Cubs stranded 11 base runners and are now tied with Miami for the final National League wildcard spot. David Schuster, Chicago.
Other National League winners, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and the Dodgers. American League winners, Tampa Bay, the Yankees, Cleveland, and Detroit. And Anthony Nesty becomes the first black coach to lead the U.S. men's Olympic swimming team. He'll lead the team in Paris next year. With sports, I'm Andrew Stewart.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, text 800-888-HOPE. Please play responsibly.
The Brewers' magic number is down to two after they shut down the Cardinals 6-0 in St. Louis, and the Cubs fell to the Pirates 8-6. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Wade Miley earned his ninth win of the season, while Blake Perkins and Victor Caratini both homered in the win. Miley said there's plenty of excitement for the Brewers to celebrate an upcoming division clinching date.
Absolutely. Nothing's done until it's done. And I think we've done a good job in this clubhouse keeping it that way. And guys are still, I don't know the word to use, but we're still hungry to get to that so we can, you know, get that division and move on from there.
Miami hosting the Brewers tonight. Week four of the college football season kicks off tonight for the Badgers, who open Big Ten play at Purdue. Badger quarterback Tanner Mordecai has thrown for more than 700 yards to go with two touchdowns and two picks. He talked about the challenge of the Purdue defense.
They do play a lot of man-on-man, which, you know, I think that presents a challenge and an opportunity for us. So I can't wait to see what my guys do. I know they're excited for the challenge. It'll be fun. Purdue's done a great job defensively, so it's a good challenge for us, and we're excited.
Wisconsin has won 16 straight in the series. Aaron Jones returned to practice for the Packers yesterday, but wideout Christian Watson was given the day off. Both have been dealing with hamstring injuries. Packers defense coming off a poor outing at Atlanta. Defensive coordinator Joe Barry said they need to do a better job of stopping the run and getting off the field.
We had a couple interception opportunities that we missed. Those are huge as the game goes on, because the one was going to be huge field position for us from an offensive perspective. The other one, I mean, there's not a doubt in my mind that if Ja catches that, he scores. When you're in a situation like that, in a game like that, you get a chance to get off the field. You got to cash in.
And highly coveted Wisconsin Lutheran senior Con Knipple deciding on Duke as his college basketball playing destination. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And a couple of local sports notes. The Butternut Middle School girls basketball team hosted Ashland on Thursday, looking to continue their winning streak. The JV team led early, but they were outscored in both the third and the fourth quarters as Ashland snuck away with a 20-16 victory in that contest. On the eighth grade side, the eighth grade team put on a defensive clinic in the first half and really started to look for each other in the second half on the offensive end, and they raced out to a 21-6 halftime lead and focused more on the slowdown game in the second half, and they come away with a 27-6 victory for the eighth grade side. Gianna Nearing did a great job of hawking the ball on defense and distributing the ball on offense as she led with 10 points and a number of assists. Olivia Hammond had some great passes also in transition and feeding inside as Brooklyn Tremel chipped in with 9 points, double-digit rebounds, and block shots also. So victories for the Butternut girls. The Butternut girls improved to 6-1 in the season, and they now will host Drummond for an eighth grade only game coming up on Monday for middle school girls basketball. Girls swimming action. It was Mosinee topping Lakeland 87-76. It is homecoming tonight for Shawamigan as they will play host to Washburn. We've got a doubleheader of high school football, 4:30, Phillips at Mellon. Phillips at Mellon, 4:30 right here. And then we'll follow that up with a 7 o'clock game, Shawamigan playing host to Washburn, all coming up tonight. And the best of the Shawamigan cross-country team, the middle and high school cross-country teams, will be at Rochelle tomorrow. And the varsity volleyball teams of Shawamigan and Phillips, among others, are playing at a Phillips tournament, also with the matches starting at 9 o'clock tomorrow. As always, sports archives, stories, and much more on our under-construction website with some more fun things to come at 98qcountry.com. And that's a check of your 98Q Country sports.
Fall, people love fall.
It's my favorite season.
It's not a competition.
My favorite season that I'm voting for in America's Next Top Season is fall.
People that love fall, they go crazy for the foliage. They're like, the foliage! Let's drive by the foliage! It's so beautiful the way the leaves die. They're so pretty right before they fall to their death. We think it's beautiful. It's the leaves' hospice. It also helps that the leaves can't talk. If they could talk, they'd be like, ah! Give me chlorophyll! Why are these people driving by and smiling at me? You monsters! We're rather insensitive to the leaves' tragedy. They die, they fall to the ground, we just rake them up. Kids, you want to jump on this pile of dead leaves? No? All right, I'll just light them on fire.
Can I have everyone's attention, please?
You have part of my attention. You have the minimum amount.
Friday, the weekend is upon us.
Holy crap, no way!
Hey, hey, hey! Let me start by saying there is way too many of us in this little room.
Welcome to Cold Custody!
If you need some happy pills, they're in the top drawer.
Let's get this party started!
Flew into New York on private jets and drove into the UN in huge motorcades, all with one shared goal, to fight climate change.
I need much more medication.
I eat success for breakfast with skim milk. You know it's the weekend, right?
Yeah.
You know it's the weekend, right?
What's that? I can't hear you.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah. Here we are, guys.
Ready to connect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
Let's go. From the top, let's go.
The weekend is finally here.
So let's get going.
Punch out of work and punch in to today's best country.
98Q Country.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much.
such an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's set low, pull out the fiddle and the rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a catalog. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can.
So happy now. never felt so high, and I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne sure washing over me. It's a sweet, sweet life, living by the salt of sea. One day you could be as lost as me. Change your geography. Somewhere got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high, and I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in, the water's nice, find yourself a lip slice, grab a backpack of lies you never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.
Zach Brown Band there at 98Q Country at 7:42. Here we go into a weekend. Looks to be pretty nice. Joel here. Austin is here. Morning, Austin.
Here in body, not in mind.
Austin is about ready to slam a can of Red Bull live on the air. It should liven things up here a little bit for us. It'd be nice.
All right. Good for me anyways.
All right. Rough night's sleep. Stayed up too late last night or what?
It was just rough.
It was just rough. All right. We'll leave it at that. We got a nice weekend ahead of us. Temperature is going to linger right around 70 or so, it looks like, this weekend. So it should be pretty good. Did a little traveling earlier in the week. I was gone. Went over to the eastern part of the state. I don't know if you've ever been over to that part of the state over by Marinette, Menominee, Lake Michigan. The old Mitchie, we call her. Lake Michigan. Pretty cool. Pretty cool over there. I learned that the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest is huge, because we drove for 3 hours and we basically never left it.
Oh.
I mean, you kind of go in and out. We were like almost in Marinette, almost to Lake Michigan, and there was a sign that says, "You're leaving the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest." I'm just like, okay, what, did I just leave home here? What happened? It's a big forest, if you didn't know.
Didn't realize it was that big.
Yeah, take a look online and just, it's big. It's really big. So we had a nice time traveling over there. I do have a little bit of a... they have problems over in that part of the state, too, with finding people to work. We went to a, what did we go to? We went to a Dairy Queen, and it was closed, drive-through only. We went through, pretty much everything was drive-through only, because they say they didn't have the staff to put people in inside the restaurant. So, it was interesting. Everybody we talked to over there, just like, you want to work? You got 10 minutes? You want to give me a break? They're just looking for people over there, as a lot of people are. But in our travels, I did find out one thing, that some of these big companies that have all the apps, you hear the advertisements for, especially fast food, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Burger King, McDonald's, all that stuff. And as I travel, I find out that some of these companies are just a lot better at it than other companies. They're just not. McDonald's, for instance. I mean, McDonald's, when you go to McDonald's anywhere and you've got the McDonald's app, you pretty much know that, you know, it's going to work and you'll get whatever, you know, the app says. But there's other ones that it doesn't quite work that way. Dairy Queen, for example. Dairy Queen has a lot of independent franchises. So Dairy Queen had their big promotion. They were promoting the heck out of it. The Blizzard came out in 1985, and they're celebrating that, however many years it's been, by giving you 85-cent small Blizzard. Pretty good deal. So you go into Dairy Queen with your app that says free 85-cent Blizzard, and you show it to the person behind the counter, and they say, "Oh, we don't take that." Just like, I literally looked up at the sign, and I said, "You're a Dairy Queen, right?" "Yeah, but Marinette Dairy Queen doesn't take that." Thinking to myself, well, what happened here? What happened?
But that's the fun part about franchises.
Yeah, it's there's some of the big chains that they have independent franchises and they can do what they want. And Dairy Queen is the worst and the best, because Dairy Queen Blizzards are wonderful. Their hot dogs, I think, have some kind of illegal narcotic in them because they're delicious. But when you go to Dairy Queen, you never know if your Blizzard's going to cost $5 or $3. You never know, because each franchise can kind of do what they want to do. It's still good, but it's frustrating because everything for fast food restaurants, every promotion you see, radio, TV, for Burger King, McDonald's, Dairy Queen, download the app, mm-hmm. savings on the app, and then you show up at their place with the app that they just told you to show up with, nothing. You get nothing. I handled it well. My 85-cent Blizzard turned into a $4.94 Blizzard, and it was still worth it.
You only threw a minor hissy fit in front of the counter.
I did. I went out. It was my wife and I's 25th wedding anniversary, so I went out to my car, and I told my wife, because she was going to use the app on her phone to get one, too. Mm. And I told her, I said, they don't accept the app here. And she said, well, how much was it? My wife is a rather thrifty lady. She said, how much was it? I said, just go in and get your Blizzard. How much was it? I said, just go in and get your Blizzard. So she went in and found out that it was $4.94 for a small Blizzard. Worth every penny of it. It was wonderful. And her dog thought it was worth every penny of it, too. So there's nothing more entertaining than traveling with a dog, because every time you go through a drive-through, a restaurant, the dog is very well aware of the aromas coming out of the drive-through window and is right there, face to the window. It's pretty funny stuff. All right. So we got a busy weekend. You have a busy weekend.
Do I?
You going to handle it? He's borderline awake right now.
I was gonna say, I'm not aware that I had anything to do this weekend other than Sunday.
You got football tonight.
Yep.
4:30, 7 o'clock. You got football tonight. And then I guess Sunday. Yeah, Sunday. So you're good. You're good after tonight.
I was going to say, I thought I remembered what I had to do.
We'll give you Saturday to sleep. All right?
Yeah.
We have Packer Talk. Mike Clemens going to join us at 9. Packers in action on Sunday. And we'll talk with our Packer Insider guy coming up here in just a little bit at 7:47.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, y'all. My name is Sierra, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Civic Media is hiring. We have an immediate opening for an administrative assistant manager. The job requires good computer skills, data entry, receptionist duties, manage our shopping show platform, assist company team members with day-to-day station and office operations, bookkeeping and accounting experience, attention to detail, and good communication skills. This position is full-time, Monday through Friday. We will train the successful candidate in all the radio technology and programs needed to do the job, offering a very competitive wage and benefits. If you're interested in joining a progressive company with room to grow and advance, please send your resume to darla.isham@civicmedia.us or drop it off at the radio station, or you can mail it to Civic Media, attention Darla Isham, Box 309, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Adventure begins at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. 16 stages filled with sword fighting, fire breathing, music, magic, juggling, and more. Delicious food and drink fit for royalty. Live armored jousting, and our marketplace is a shopper's dream. 7 weekends from August 19th through October 1st. Get your discount tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Park and ride recommended or prepaid parking passes required. Huzzah! More information to plan your adventure at renaissancefest.com.
All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine. We're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shop where you got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shopper out and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right. We'll be right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Great food, great entertainment, all summer long, and an outdoor bar and music venue to enjoy it all at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays, Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes, Friday fish fry with pure battered parmesan crusted cod, and be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers, and house recipe pizzas available anytime at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend. The Bite of Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, now in our new office location in the Park Falls Professional Building, located at 154 4th Avenue North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Tons of savings are available in our fall coupon books on sale now for $20 at the Chamber office and select members. Now is the time to showcase your business in our 2024 Price County Guide with 25,000 books distributed to all our resorts, motels, restaurants, and displayed at Wisconsin area sports shows. Welcome out bicyclists for the Flambeau 40 Labor Day Bike Race. And if you are new to the area, contact the Chamber today at 715-762-2703 and let us welcome you and introduce you to all the services the Chamber offers to help your business thrive in northern Wisconsin. Become a Chamber member today.
See dependable, made in the USA appliances at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford. Appliances by KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana in stock. Whether it's just one piece or an entire kitchen suite or new laundry, they have something for every budget. Remodeling or building soon? Now is the perfect time to lay away a new appliance package, and they can hold it until your project is ready. Interest-free financing is always available on your new appliance package, and always service after the sale at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weather algae forecast. Patchy fog possible in spots early today. Lots of sunshine for this afternoon. Possibly a few showers in the area mid to late afternoon. Highs top out near 76 degrees. Wind southeasterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight it becomes mostly cloudy. Slight chance for showers and storms. Lows drop to 54. Winds remain southeast, 5 to 15. Saturday, partial sunshine is possible at times. Slight chances for showers continue. Highs head back into the 70s. Winds still southeast, 5 to 15. Higher goes possible. And then lows fall back to 52 on Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now it's 52.
Bars out.